something. It was light out. I know that. And you were getting ready to start your first challenge.
Right.
And you were really nervous.
Yeah. And here I am. So.
Yeah, but here you are, like over a year later, you know, a year and some change. What has it meant for you?
You know, I really think, like Matt said, you know, it kind of kickstarts you to get up and get moving. And, you know, I've done things that I never thought I could have done. I'm still not, I wouldn't call myself an athletic person by any means, but, you know, I think that I've been able to establish a regular routine of working out. And even when, you know, so this is my second challenge. And even in between that, doing the training studio, I don't know, it really just opened up doors for me and made me realize that.
But what has it meant for you in your life? I mean, because it's not like you were not an active person. I mean, with all of the plays and the theater life, I mean, that's not an easy thing to do, right? I mean, has it helped your energy level? I mean, just the difference between you today and a little over a year ago.
Yeah, I think it definitely has helped my energy level. And I think just knowing that I'm taking care of myself, you know, it's that self-care element that is, I think, is really important, especially when you're so busy. You have to find that time to really take care of yourself. And so I think that that's helped me a lot physically and mentally.
Well, I think workplaces are figuring this out. You know, I mean, we're doing our own step challenge again, you know, through Newhoff Media. I will tell you that when I am at peak physical shape, I'm better at my job. I mean, there's just no question about it. My mind is sharper. There's more energy. I get more done. The past 2 years have probably been the most two successful years of my career. And I think a lot of that ties into just having the best you there.
And I think one thing that we forget to talk about, but it's an essential part of this, is sleep.
Yeah.
And I sleep better now. That's one thing I've noticed since starting the challenge. Both the first time and this one, because I'm working out, because I'm eating better, I sleep better. And then you wake up more energized and tackle the day.
Yeah, and I think employers are encouraging their employees to do that. I think for health insurance reasons, for cost
Absolutely.
Reasons, for productive reasons, productivity, all of that plays into it. And I think you just think healthy workers are happier workers,
That's
right?
True. Yeah. Sure.
Well, so what are you doing on the theater side, the acting side?
Well, we finished. I was in Young Frankenstein.
And how much fun was that?
It was a lot of fun.
What part did you play?
Elizabeth Benning.
Ah.
His adorable madcap fiance.
Yeah. Yes.
So the one who, you know, she wouldn't let him touch her. So, so it was great. I love that role. I got, you know, I had a song called Please Don't Touch Me. And
I think the first time I saw Rachel was in Spamalot.
Uh-huh.
Do you like those types of, you know, you get a little more fun, a little more audience laughter,
It's, you know, and I've never, like, I don't consider myself a funny person necessarily. And so it's really satisfying when you're up there and you say something and everybody laughs and you're like, oh, I'm funny. It's like,
Thank
I had
you,
no
writers.
Idea, you know. Yeah. I mean, they're not my jokes, but
people have no idea how much time goes into that.
Oh yeah, it's crazy.
The dedication.
Yeah, it's crazy. So actually, I'm kind of taking a little bit of a break from performing just because, you put in so much time and energy and. It's draining.
Well, the professionalism. I'm always in awe of the talent we have here locally that puts this stuff together, and the dedication and the hard work.
Right.
And it doesn't just happen, but you make it seem like it just happens when people go to their performance.
That's the point.
Yeah.
I mean, you want it to be effortless, but it's not.
All right, what's your plan for the holiday? Right. I mean, that's a dangerous time, man. That train goes off the tracks fast. Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year.
It does, but you know, I'm going to continue the MyFitnessPal. I think. Honestly, that accountability for me is what drives the health. And
I'm taking 1 week off of logging.
That's
yes, I thought, you know, we ended Monday and I logged everything through Sunday night, and I thought I'm not going to worry about Thanksgiving this week. I'm just going to eat and do whatever, and then I'm going in for an in-body assessment on Tuesday with Molly, which I haven't done for a while. So I figure, you know, why not fatten up the front
Absolutely.
End a little bit, you know, so that you can have some quicker results. But I'm just going to give my week off. That's it.
I think breaks are good. It's just like cheat days along the way. Is you have to have those in order to keep yourself sane.
Yeah, I think so. But then it's back at it Monday after the holidays, and we're going to hit it hard. Or at least I plan on hitting it hard. Rachel, what are you going to do to stay on track throughout the holidays?
You know, I agree. Like, I'm probably going to give myself a little leeway during Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving. I love the food. I love pie.
Nothing wrong with that.
Stuffing and, you know, all those carbs. So I think that I'm going to give myself a little bit of leeway. But, yeah, then after that, really look at my food choices. And
well, let's keep the team in email contact so that we can encourage to go to classes and stuff. I don't know if you guys are planning on wanting to come back. I know January 7th is the date that we're looking at for the next round. And we're going to change things up a little bit. We had long meetings about this because it's been fun, and I don't want to mess with success, but you also have to sort of, recharge. So
innovate.
Here's the plan. We're going to have every 2 weeks the trainers will change. So you're not going to have Molly the whole time. You're going to have somebody new. We're going to get out of that gym and into the YMCA. So we're going to be using group fight, group power, the gym, the weight room, the wellness center, the lap pool, the family pool, the training studio. So it's going to be like get everybody outside of their comfort level because
wow.
You're going to start doing some
That's
things
fantastic.
That are a little different and also show you a little more of all that the Y has to offer. And so this group fight thing, they got to work on this name. This sounds like something that 14-year-olds would live stream at the mall, right? Group fight. Everybody
group
get their phone
fight.
Out.
Whoa.
Yeah.
The first rule of group fight is don't talk about group fight.
Group fight, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, there's group power, which Matt and Lindsay and I love. I don't know if you've tried that, Rachel, or not.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Isn't
it's
that
hard.
Fun?
Yeah. Yeah. It is hard.
It's the same. The group fight comes from the same sort of system, and I think it's more of a martial arts base. Now, Angela was explaining, it's not like Taibo. It's a little different. Mm-hmm. But so I'm really looking forward to some of this stuff in the new year.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a blast. I want our team back.
That is
why mess with success?
Look, I get it. And
I want Rachel and Katie and Tangie.
Yeah. You on Team Hall?
I'd be willing to participate there.
I know you work hard. That's
well,
they
need help.
Stack the team, right?
Why?
Well, I'm just saying, we got Michael. It's all good. I think our team was.
Michael's got a new baby at home. I'll tell you. He's got other obligations.
Stop
maybe
it,
logging
Matt.
His
look
food
at Matt. Matt's trying to, throw Michael under the bus and take his place.
You're
on
exactly
the,
right. Yeah. Maybe I trade Michael for Matt. Let's see what happens.
We have, a little draft situation going on. That might be an interesting scenario.
Oh,
pick
goodness.
The teams and then let there be some, movement within or out. Yeah?
That'd be interesting.
All right. Well, it's going to be a lot of fun. We had a great 12 weeks. You can watch Rachel break up with the Jacob's Ladder at the end of the video on dedicated.com. Very funny. It's up there. That was our final video as our 12 weeks have come to an end. Our last class was Monday where we played a lot of games where it doesn't seem like you're working out until you wake up the next morning and go, man, I'm sore. Why am I sore? Because you're 52 years old and you were crab walking. That's why you're sore, right?
Yeah. Or let's do a relay race, and that's stupid. And I'll do the crab walk. Why not? And I'm struggling to get back there. And Lindsay's filming. Just don't film it. Just let me try to crawl on my butt because I can't stay up
well,
that much.
Well, Lindsay's been walking around with an injury for 4 weeks and not doing anything to take care of it. So she finally went to the doctor yesterday. Finally. Because she's one of those people that just – she's not a doctor. She just plays one on Google.
Sure.
And so she's got some bursitis in her hip, which now they're doing some ice treatment and maybe – go from there to see. So she was doing all the filming yesterday, and she said, well, it looks like everybody was having fun. Why was everybody so competitive? I'm like, that's what you do. You put a cone in front of two people, and they're going to fight over
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Can we invest in cones that don't have holes that can rip your fingers off?
The holes are
how
you
grab
it.
Yeah, you can.
When you win, that's you realize that that's how you
yeah,
win.
Yeah, but I mean, there's been some injuries. I'm always scared whenever I'm up against somebody doing that. I really am.
Signed
a
waiver.
Finger. Yeah, I know.
Matt Whitehead said that twice. He signed a waiver. It doesn't matter.
The idea of losing a finger makes it even more important to
right.
be competitive, right? I love that.
Better win.
All right, Rachel, great stuff. Great job, particularly towards the end. She really picked the team up on her shoulders, didn't she?
She did. She was constant throughout. And that was the one thing about our team is we were all constant throughout, but there was some times where Rachel stepped up. And this is the second win for you. You won your challenge back in the time, and now top point getter again.
Those points, they'll really motivate me. So
remember that.
Point queen. All right, Matt, as always.
Thanks, Brian.
Best
Appreciate
to everybody
happy,
out of jail.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Insurance and bonds, and have a great Thanksgiving as well. We're going to take a bottom of the hour break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Sunny skies, highs near 44 degrees. Then for tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 30 degrees. For your Thanksgiving day, sunshine, highs near 50. And Friday, rain is likely in the afternoon. Increase in clouds and highs near 51. It is 32 degrees in downtown Decatur.
When you go digging through your pocket or purse, you might find cards.